Hi, this is Variety Shunavair for Akashi Media Podcast Live. I just want to take time out to say thank you to all of our listeners. Thank you for your listenership on Akashi Media Podcast Live. America, thank you. Ireland, thank you. UK, United Kingdom, thank you. Singapore, thank you. Russia, thank you. Belgium, thank you. India, thank you. Brazil, thank you. France, thank you. Argentina, thank you. Sweden, thank you. Germany, thank you. Benin, thank you. Canada, thank you. Netherlands, thank you. Thank you all globally for listening and tuning in to Akashi Media Podcast Live. I'm your podcaster host, Variety Shunavair, also known as Nicole Renee Rosny Lane, abbreviated for Renee Ballard, the daughter of the Supreme Florence Ballard. I thank you all so much for tuning in and listening to this star child. I am truly grateful and appreciate your listenership. Keep tuning in, keep listening, keep subscribing, keep streaming. Thank you again. I love you. Hi, this is Variety Shunavair for Akashi Media Podcast Live. This segment, Trump. Coronavirus. Biden-Harris. Election. 2020. Games, games, games. Both sides. Democrats, Republicans. You know, coronavirus, he already knew he had it. He's been back and forth from overseas for a while. He was never going to say anything. He didn't feel like it was anything serious. He wasn't going to wear a mask. He took a situation where he would even let his staff know that he had the virus. He probably went over there to see if they had a vaccination only for him to have, and found out probably no, they don't. He gave China dollars and smiled about it and shook hands. He knows what's up. He knows what's going on. Biden and Harris, the Democrat Party, man, why do they continue to do what they did last year? This is worrying about what Trump didn't pay in taxes is irrelevant. It doesn't matter. That's what caused the Democrats to lose the last time, the last election. Because they dwelled on his finances. He's a billionaire and probably a trillionaire now because he took $1 trillion already from America, shoot it over in China until this is all over with. He's leaving the White House as a trillionaire. I guarantee you that. Now, his taxes to me doesn't mean anything. I don't care about him not paying taxes because, number one, he knows that the IRS has over 300 tax-free businesses. And I have one of them, and it's a public notary. I'm a public notary for the state of California and the state of Nevada. And every year, I write exempt at the end of my tax return. A notary can make up close to $100,000 of free money and write exempt at the end. So, you could put me in that category too if you want to. Because I went online, I made a list of businesses. Well, I printed out the list from the United States IRS government of businesses that are tax-free. There are other businesses, I'm sure, governments like the IRS around the world that also have tax-free businesses. So don't worry about that. You can do it too. Trump is not the only person who can own a tax-free business. If you have a child care, that's a tax-free business. So don't get mad and let the Democrats fool you and say, oh, he's just a man that's crooked. He don't pay taxes. Guess what? You can be legal too. Because what he did is really legal. You learn and go to school and take a class for 3 days of how to do tax preparation, you'll learn a whole lot more than just sitting there listening to Democrats and Republicans go back and forth about taxes. Their goal is to fool the community and to get votes. And win. So I'm not trying to deceive you. Go online. I'm live today in Pasadena. And if you hear some rattling, it's because I'm ready to feed this squirrel. He always comes up to me for food. I think they know my name or they just know me when they see me. They just come up and stand up and like, hey, you got my food? I feel like Snow White out here. And he's eating it too. So, America, before you cast your vote on Democrats or Republicans, what I want you to do is go online, IRS.gov, search on their website, tax-free businesses or tax-exempt businesses. Go online, voters, to the IRS.gov and search on the IRS website, tax-exempt businesses. When it comes up, the listing, print it out. Print it out, and you'll see what's tax-free. Make your decision on your voting on who you're going to elect for presidency for 2020, and you decide, is Trump really crooked now? You'll probably come up and say, no, he's not. Notary, I can be that, exempt. A child care, I can have that, exempt. A church, I can have that, exempt. And there's so many more. I can open up my own school, exempt. I can open up my own community program, exempt. I can open up my own social service company, business, exempt. And on and on and on. Because you're helping the community in some form of way. That's why it becomes exempt. There are a lot of things you can start businesses-wise and have a tax-free exempt business. Learn first, people, for yourself. We have to stop playing into what people are saying. Why is this man not paying taxes? Don't be fooled, America, and just vote because someone wants to win. Well, guess what? Bernie took a lot of money of voters' donations and dropped out the race and went about a $4 million house. Kamala had $60 million when she dropped out the race the first time. And then she came back after he decided to pick her as VP. But is she paying $60 million? Is she paying taxes on her $60 million that she raised? No, they're not. They came back and said, we need more money. Democrats said, we need more money. $60 million is not enough money. So don't be fooled, America. Regardless of who you decide to vote for, I myself, by blood, I'm a republic. I'm a republic because all the nations of Africa are republic. India is a republic. I'm Asian as well. Republic. That's what makes me a Republican, because of birth, bloodline of republic. Republic nations always want to be on the ups. They want economic increase, wealth all the time. Democrats, social welfare. Even when people make too much money to be on welfare, they want to come up with welfare, health care, make you pay for it. These people are already flying jets and everything. People in America have to get to a point in their life where they cannot depend on the government to help them with their life in a way of everyday needs. They're not going to make you rich if you want to be rich. You can stop, think, and live. Use your own mind, gifts, and talent. Create a team that's going to help you get to where you want to be. Sometimes some of us need to do it alone because you know it's going to get done. But you can become the best you can be, regardless of who's in the White House. You can do it on your own. You can do it for yourself. You can do it. You will do it. You can make it happen. All it takes is research. Keep searching, and you shall find the answer to whatever it is you want to do. We all have an opportunity to become the best that we can be, no matter what ethnicity we are. We have that opportunity. We don't have to spend our life being a color, because we're not. Ethnicity wise, people say they want equality, but what they really want is diversity. They want to be able to do with others outside their own ethnicity and have the equality of the ethnicity. But unfortunately, African Americans in America have not had the equality that they deserve. And I myself want to change the game to that, because Africa is big. Africa is huge. And I don't feel that we should say African American. If you take a DNA ancestry test, you'll learn about your origin of your ancestors. So it would be more appropriate to say Ghanaian American, Kenyan American, Sierra Leone American, Nigerian American, so on and so forth. It's more appropriate because Africa is huge. And it's not fair for a child to just say African American. Because to me, as I get older, I'm 52 going on 53. My birthday is in 2 months, December the 17th. And I'll be 53 years old. And I got white gray hair too. I still wear my wigs though. Not my wigs, but my wigs, my lace wigs and stuff. But I said when I was younger that I wanted white hair like my grandmother. My grandmother, I saw her hair was like snow. So I got what I asked for. Words are powerful. So now my hair's starting to get white gray now. And I'm in my 50s. It's just that we have, as parents, have to really educate ourselves and our children. It's cool to have multicultural relationships and marriages and interracial relationships and marriages, because this is the world. We live in the world with diversity of ethnicities. We live in the world where there's not just one culture, one skin complexion. I feel that, like how I was growing up, when you marry and you have a multicultural family, you need to teach your children the language of your culture, even if you don't learn it yourself. You learn it eventually. Take them to where they come from so they can see mommy is from Puerto Rico. It doesn't matter if Puerto Rico was doing well or not. Take them to Puerto Rico anyway. Daddy is from Kenya. Take them to Kenya anyway. Let them learn at least one language. Let them learn about what the culture is like. What does that culture do? We need to do that for our children. It'll make a better household. It'll make them better people. That's what we need to do. Because when you say African American or just black, it's like people do that just so you get out of their face. Okay, we come up with something else. You're not Negro no more. Okay, black. Just so you can move on and get out of their face. No, we need to say Kenyan. You know, this part, that part, you know, and learn about ourselves and our people. Because it's racist if you just keep it as African American. You keep it racist if you just say that. If you know my daddy was really from Sierra Leone, then say that. Your grandfather or your grandmother, or I am from Sierra Leone. I never really lived there, but I was born there, or my family is from there. You're Sierra Leone, American. You can go back anytime and get your citizenship for your own country of your origin. I try to tell men all the time, and I have to use African American in a sense of, when I say a black man, in a sense of explaining, in a way where they might say, you know, I'm tired of the racist thing. I've been with white girls, this and that. Police always coming up to me for no reason and, you know, want to be racist and all this other stuff. I work on men weekly that come to me with this and try to help them through what they're going through, especially when they've come out of prison. I'm not a counselor. I'm just someone that they like to confide in and talk to. And I talk to them and I tell them, you are what you think. When I look at you, I don't see a prisoner. I would have never known you've been in prison had you not told me. You can't look at a person and say, oh, he just got out of prison. Not all the time. Maybe some people may have that, maybe a walk or maybe the way they dress. Because when they wear their pants down, sagging off their ass, that came from prison. That's the girl in the prison, so I was told. And but some men say, but when I was in prison, I didn't have my pants down, you know, like that. It's the condition of the mind. And I try to encourage everyone, especially men. To carry yourself as if you've never created a crime or made a crime or been in jail. Walk with your head up high, your shoulders up and back, and with respect and dignity, knowing who you are. You know what you want. You don't have to tell me that. You know what you want. Find a way to do it. The right way. You can do the right thing. The right thing is to do what's right for you. That's doing the right thing. A lot of men are saying, I don't trust the Democrats. Trust yourself. Only you will make you happy. You can make yourself happy. A lot of people are trying to get off these drugs. They're trying to stay off these drugs. They're trying to stay away from people with drugs. They want to stay away from people that talk about drugs. You can do it. When you get to a point of being sick and tired, you can do it. People have eating problems. They obese. They want to lose weight. Get up, get down, get up, get down, get up, get down, get up, get down, get up, get down. Walk up the stairs, up and down, up and down, up and down. Walk around in a circle. Walk around in a circle. It's on you to get yourself looking the way that you want to look in the mirror. You can have help to do it, but I highly suggest any and everyone to pick up a copy of a book called Eat for Your Blood Type. If you have diabetes, pick up a book called Eat for Your Blood Type for diabetes. A lot of people do not know that the food that they eat gives your body and your blood a reaction, and that's why you get sick. You eat too much of that, it gets a reaction. Certain foods will give you leaky bowels, a leaky bladder. And people don't realize this. Start eating for your blood type and taking herbs. The government is not going to tell you this. Herbs is the best thing you can do for yourself. Grow your own vegetables. I grew up with family members growing their own vegetables. I used to be in the backyard planting green beans, white beans, tomatoes, and everything in the backyard. Watermelon, they know what time it's going to harvest and everything. Greens, you name it. They grow, we go out there, pick them up out the ground, wash them off, clean them, and cook them, salt, pepper, you name it. And then we're having dinner. It's best that you keep it simple. It doesn't cost much to go and buy a package of green seeds or seeds of vegetables and put them in your backyard. Or You can make a little box with the soil in it and put it in a window of your home and make your own vegetables that way if you don't have a backyard. It doesn't have to be huge, but you can do that. You won't get sick because you know where your food comes from. From you, your own backyard. Why not utilize it? You can do that. You'll be proud when you snap those green beans, wash them off and boil them, cook them, salt, pepper, however you want to season it, stir fry it, whatever. You feel so much better knowing that you know where your food came from and that you grew it yourself. And when you eat it, you feel better. You feel good. You won't pick up another can of green beans on a shelf. You may not have to go to the church on a Saturday or Sunday to pick up food that's been sitting in their pantry for God knows how long, or donated food. You know where your food comes from and you grow it yourself, you'll feel good. The government is not giving you this information to say, do this for yourself, do this, do that. People are out to make money. Your health is your wealth. Without good health, you can do nothing. As you can see, Trump currently is sick with the coronavirus. And he's taking off. And his wife is sick too. It's a virus you can die from. But even if he did, this man has lived his life to the fullest. He's a devil. Just like I am, and you are too. And when I say devil, when you look at the word devil, you turn it around, you get the word lived. L-I-V-E-D. Lived. As long as you have been blessed to come through the womb of a mother and see the light of the world, you have been blessed to become the best you can be on your own journey. There's no 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 way to do it. There is no straight and narrow. A parent can only train you in the way they think you should go. And you may depart from it, or you may not. Some kids do. But we all have our own story to tell. And when you die and you transcend from this plane and become a star again up in the sky, and your star is shining up in the sky, you have your own story to tell. Because you were a devil. A devil, you turn that word around, means you lived. You have something to say. Girl, let me tell you what happened about me. What happened about you? There are stars that are still waiting to be born. There are stars that never got the opportunity to be born because of an abortion or miscarriage or stillbirth. But God, the Father in heaven, has the power to reincarnate that life and give it another life. So take advantage of seeing the light of the world. And for those of you who cannot see, because I have astigmatism, there are people who have diabetes that have become blind because of medication that you've taken. Read, America, citizens, everyone around the world, globally, And I'm not just talking to my American citizens, so I take that back. Because I have fans everywhere now. And I want to thank you all. I just have a new fan base in Russia, Singapore, Benin, Canada, France, Germany, Brazil. Man, I have to get my list out. It's a lot of you. I thank you all for the listenership of Akashi Media Podcast Live, for listening to me, Variety Shenever, also known as Nicole Renee Rosny Lane Ballard. Rosny Lane is abbreviated for Renee. I'm the daughter of Supreme Florence Ballard, the Supreme who passed in 1976. That was my mama. I'm the firstborn child. So I thank you all. I used to be a DJ, as a matter of fact, in Detroit, Michigan. That was my first career, one of my first careers in Detroit. But I just want to thank you all for listening to Akashi Media Podcast Live. It makes me feel really good. I have an audience that's diverse, even from age 0 to 17, I think. I have a 10% listenership of 0 to 17. I'm doing something. You mean I got toddlers listening? Hey, they smart too. Toddlers are smart. They have all kind of cell phones and tablets and everything. And you know, I had a dream of a little toddler running saying, "Akashi, Akashi, Akashi." Oh man, I'm going to start traveling to all these countries because I want to go to these countries and meet people. And my ancestry are from quite a few of these countries as well. So I definitely want to make stops at these countries and meet people and everything, and set up a location of Akashi Media Podcast Live there and these different countries that have listenership, that I have listenership at. And I have relatives there. I've taken my ancestry DNA test, so I'm going to contact my relatives that are there in those countries too and meet you and come see you and everything, you know. I have African relatives. I have relatives in India. Modi right now in India is my relative. He's my blood. I want to come see Modi. So I'm a Patel by blood as well, you know. So I want to come see everyone, you know. I haven't seen a lot of people in years. A lot of people have moved on and transcend into heaven. And so it's a lot of us left that are cousins. So I want to come see my cousins globally in Canada and London, Africa, India. I talked to one of my cousins, Raj Patel. I talked to him quite a bit. We email each other a lot and stuff. And he's over in London right now, but he also resides in California. But he's over in London right now, living there. He's there for quite a few years now. But we chit-chat all the time. So, you know, I have a great diversity. But yeah, you know, I want to come see my peeps and everything. And let me tell you, I did my ancestry test and there were some white folks like, "How in the hell did I become your relative? You're black." I was like, well, you know, if you take a look at some of these pictures, you know, and you look at them, you'll see they're white, you know. So, yeah, you know, I grew up with some of my white relatives and they were pretty cool. You know, I liked them a lot. You know, they're really nice. You know, I never heard anything negative about my ethnicity or anything. They always taught us how to do things. And I know that a lot of them spoke French. I spoke French a little bit as a child, but I lost it. But they lived in Canada too. So I used to visit Montreal and Toronto a lot as a child. And they lived over there too. So, but they were really nice, really cool. They lived in California as well. And they were really nice. And then I had another one that lived out in Las Vegas. We used to go to her farm oh, I can't think of her name right now. At the moment, she was an actress, very famous. She passed, and they just sold the farm for $30 million, like, 2 years ago. I'll get her name. But yeah, I used to go there all the time on the farm and stuff with her. I remember I went down there to the farm for my birthday. One of my friends from Motown took me down there on my birthday in 2017. And when the farm was still there, because the farm got bought by Red Rock Casino Hotel. And I thought that was cool because I'm like, hey, that's, you know, that's always been my thing, Red Rock. But they bought it, and so I guess they're going to put up a new hotel or a new apartment, condos or something. But, you know, I went to school myself for architecture. I know how to build homes from the ground. I went to school also for construction. So I know how to build homes from the ground and framing homes. And I know, you know, architecture, you know, designing with lines. That really amazed me. As a kid, I used to always play with blocks, but I never thought I would get into anything like that. But I would like to build a community that's really diverse in a way where I want to build a community where you have Moroccan houses on one side of the block, around one block. You go around the corner, you have Japanese-type style houses. And then you go around the corner again, you have, you know, Scandinavian-type of homes. And then you turn the corner, and there's another type of, you know, house style. And that's what I want to do. I want to design a community. I want to buy up a community where I can develop communities where it's diverse. And I think it will really help the world and help us, well, we won't have racism, and be able to help how people live in their countries and be familiar, like they bring that over with them and have those type of homes instead of just having brick and everything and just having apartment buildings, but actually having the style of housing of how they lived in their own country. And that's what I would like to do. That's the type of community, a variety community that I would like to make. And I had plans on doing that. When I went to Nigeria, and I lived in Nigeria for a while, Nigeria was very urban, and it, you know, it had a lot of like 10 type houses in the, you know, real rural area. But I told my spouse at the time that I had at the time that, you know, you can knock all this down and rebuild and make it beautiful. So don't look at this as saying, oh, this is the ghetto part of Africa, you know, but you can tear down any ghetto and build it up and make it beautiful. You can make your community very, very beautiful. You can. So you can beautify it. And that's what I want to do. I want to beautify the community, because Akashi means beautiful. So I try to give beautiful media, beautiful information, positive information. I'll go off on the other end sometimes, and it'd be like, okay, she getting kind of negative. But, you know, it's just me. I get excited about what I'm saying. It's just a feeling that I get sometimes. But, you know, I'm an emotional person. I'm a Sagittarius, so we're emotional about what we say and everything. But, yes, for the most part, I do. I just want to you know, have things, you know, increase where everyone feel connected. You know, we can start connecting with each other and everything. You know, the fiat currency, I don't know what the United States is going to do. They're not talking much about digital currency, and they should be. The Democrats, ever since that they elected VP Kamala Harris to be Democrat for vice president, they have stopped talking about the reparations. Now they just dwelling on Trump's money. See, me, in order for me to vote for a Democrat this election term, you're going to have to say, we're going to give out the reparations the first day in office. I'm going to sign that bill, the bill that passed in California, pass the reparations, and there's some states that are already giving out reparations. I want to hear that we're going to pay reparations. If I never hear it, I'm not going to vote for a Democrat. That's simple. There's nothing else for me to listen to. If I don't hear it, I don't care about no health care. I can buy my own health care. I can go online and do that myself. Magic Johnson has his own health care now. I don't know the name of it, but I heard about it. But that's what's going to get my vote for Democrat, are reparations. Are you going to pay the reparations or not, Biden and Harris? If you're not going to pay the reparations, what's the point of me? You know, I have no need for you. So if they do get in, have fun on a private jet, going around the world, do what you do, because that's it. It's not going to affect me after that. I'm done. You know, I have nothing else to say. You had two black presidents in the White House, and you haven't given out reparations. So if you can't do that, we're done. I'm done. I have nothing to say. I'm don't even ask about no vote. Don't talk to me about no voting. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. Period. So, but I just feel that now we need to focus more on gold, mints, because when you look at it, I feel we should start being able to, in retail, use gold mints in retail. Like in India, they use gold when they make purchases. So we should start doing the same over here, because it's worth more than the dollars, the bills, the currency, the fiat currency itself. So if your gold mint is worth $500, you can shop and buy things for $500. And I'm sure they could do the exchange of other gold coins that, you know, that is worth some money. And I think we should do it that way. You know, because the fiat currency has no value. It's the gold that has value. And that's what we should use in retail as well. And then you do have your digital currency, because digital currency is your own currency. You can go on Coinbase.com and start your own currency. We need more social media where we can communicate with each other around the world and say, okay, let me teach you how to get your own currency. We don't want to do this where we're trying to take people money and scam people. It's your money for people to purchase your currency so they can make purchases online, and then we'll start having it eventually, like you do it in a credit card, and make purchases in stores. But right now, the coronavirus have a lot of businesses closing down. Brick and mortar businesses closing down. So the businesses that are starting to stay open are like security businesses, law enforcement right now, Dash, Amazon Food, you can order your food online and things like that. So a lot of online businesses are really starting to boom, education, people are starting to stay at home. The kids are at home learning online. And, I think it's a test. It's a test to keep children at home and to learn online, because we have had so many molestations in school. And I believe it's a hidden test to see how well does these children do at home and studying at home. See, a lot of parents are probably saying, but you know what? I'm not good in this subject. You're going to need a tutor. So everything is going to be more geared toward being at home. But this has been in the making for a very long time now. And it's been in the making for a long time for people to see each other, talk to each other in video conferencing, and to get rid of the personal relationship between one another, And it's a test to really see more how humans are going to act with each other, because the war is not really, well, it's racism still. There's a racism war going around, but the war is really humans against the machine. Just like it's been, like my girl, Sophia Stewart, who created the Terminator, an American woman, an African-American woman who wrote the Terminator and the Matrix movies. Human Against the Machine. She did that years ago. And the reason why we have this race, and I had a dream, actually, that the computers, the robots won. They won over us in the world. They won because humans wanted to stop reproducing God's seed and creating life. They believed in abortion, so they didn't want to continue to produce. So to take place of human had to become robot. You had to get a robot because there were no humans to do the work. So robots had to become 10 times to 100 times better in the workforce than a human. And that's why the robots won. They outdid us at the end of time. They outdid us. And they laughed at us. They laughed their ass off. They laughed at us like dummies. We were the dummies, but y'all the dummies because y'all don't exist anymore. You know, and then there was racism. And in their world, there is no race. It's just robots. And if you really take a look at your shadow, when you walk in the sunlight, you do not see race. You do not see an ethnicity. You see your spirit. That's what you see. That's what we should see when we see one another. Our spirit. Just look at us as a person. Just like you see a shadow, it's black. It's not white, it's black. You don't know if the person is Asian, white, Mexican. You don't know. It's just a shadow. And that is the true image of God. Your shadow. It shows that your spirit has life form. Well, I'm not going to go too long today on my podcast. But America, vote for what you feel is right. Go on your own gut feeling. Instead of listening to the back and forth of, well, he doesn't pay his taxes, go online to irs.gov and look up tax-exempt businesses or tax-free businesses listing and put that in there under search, and it'll pop up. And then you click on it, and then you can print it out, and you'll see what are the tax-exempt businesses. Donald Trump has a lot of those businesses, and that's the reason why he does not pay taxes. I guarantee you that. I guarantee you that. You'll find that out. And if you build homes, develop homes, you know, if you are a Native American, you're entitled to build homes. You're entitled to the materials, tax exempt as well, I believe, or free. You're entitled to build. So take advantage of that. Get that knowledge first before you vote. Then you'll understand why you vote. Don't vote because people want to persuade you to vote for them. Vote because you know the truth and the knowledge of what they're really talking about. But if they don't address it in their campaign, then you know what's up. They're just saying that because they want to win. But remember, you too can have a tax-exempt business if you want to. Donald Trump is not the only one who can do that. And you can also become a billionaire, a multimillionaire, a millionaire, if you want to be that. Okay? Okay, America. Take care, America. Take care, everyone. All my listeners and my listenerships around the world globally. This is Variety Shunavir for Akashi Media Podcast Live. Take care and have a beautiful Sunday. Bye-bye. Till next time. Hello, this is Variety Shani Verifel Kashi Media Podcast Live. I just want to take time out to say I love you to my three beautiful grandchildren in Detroit, Michigan. My oldest, Kenneth, I love you. My second oldest, Kamaya, my granddaughter, I love you. And my youngest, Cairo Tian, I love you. Yeah, yeah, I love you. And I just wanted to take time out to tell my grandchildren I love you. Yaya hasn't been able to come there to see you, but I will. I've been waiting on your mama to bring you out here to see me. However, we're going to make that happen real soon. Real soon, we have to get some visits going on here. But I just wanted to let my grandchildren know that I love you. And my daughter, Kenya Kristen, I love you too. Thank you, my only child, my daughter, Kristen, for making me a grandmother. I truly appreciate it. I know we don't always get along and see eye to eye on things, but I am very humble and I appreciate you extending my lineage, my bloodline, my ancestry through you with my grandchildren. And I just wanted to tell you that I love you and thank you so much for making me a grandmother. Toodaloo. Thank you for tuning in to Akashi Media Podcast Live. This is your podcaster host, Variety Shunavere. I thank you so much for your listenership. And if you'd like to send us a donation or sponsorship, just connect with us on akashimediaatlive.com. Thank you so much. Stay tuned. Till next time.